from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Andrew Dickens.
Megan, hello. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Andrew. Since last week out on the high seas, and now we're going to talk about packing for a cruise to get out there yourself.
Okay, well, I'll give you a couple of minutes. How do you pack for a cruise?
Right, well, one thing, the first most important thing is that you need to take a little extra squishy bag, a day bag, something like that. Not only for you to use on your excursions when you pop out at ports, but on the last night before you disembark, your luggage will be collected in the wee small hours.
Yeah.
So unless you've got a little squishy bag, you're getting off that ship in your jammies, carrying your toiletries with you.
Yeah.
So that's the first most important thing. And also, when you get on board on your first day, you can get on a couple of hours before the ship sets sail. So take your togs and your book and your sunnies and your sunscreen and things like that in that day bag as well, because your luggage may not be delivered. You know, there's 3,000 bags to be delivered, so they come a little bit later.
Yeah.
Formal wear. I've written a blog about this so people can have a look, but they have formal nights on some of these long cruises, like, you know, 5 to 7 night cruises and beyond, and they're such fun. But girls, we can get away with a little black dress and just zhuzh it up with a scarf or a necklace or something. But blokes can rent tuxedos for those if they're on a real fancy pants ship and it's truly formal nights, tuxedos and long gowns. You can get those on your ships.
Yeah. But it's best to take your own.
Yep. Gym gear. Now, you never think about going to the gym on a cruise, but actually, you know what? The food is just 24/7, as you well know, and the gyms are usually state-of-the-art with fantastic views. So hit the gym early, get on that treadmill, and then you can just come and wash out your clothes back in the cabin, which is what I do. Mm. Take a little extra pot of laundry powder or something, so I can do hand washing in my cabin. A lot of them have laundry facilities on board as well, so if you are on a longer cruise, you could take a bit of washing powder and then just go and run your clothes through, so you don't have to pack so much.
All right. Megan, I hate to say this, but Richard is
I bow.
Pacing and ready to go, so I want to get to him. Of all these cruise trips are on your website, bloggeratlarge.com, and I'll talk longer to you next week.
Lovely. Thanks, Andrew. Bye-bye.